Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest this morning, Rob Lang of WBAL Radio. Rob, thanks for coming in.
Nice to be with you, Joel.
Thanks. So, Rob, a couple of years ago, you and I covered the debate over the stormwater fee, also known as the rain tax.
Yes.
And now it is figured into the governor's race.
You know, part of this came at the last minute. This was approved in the waning days of the 2012 session. It got virtually no attention. Why? Because you will recall, much of the budget and the tax bill hadn't been passed. And so there was no balloon drop at midnight for sine die. And they had to come back the following month to approve the tax, you know, the income tax proposal and the other things to complete the budget. So the rain tax, as it is, passed sort of under the covers, and people were then discovering that, yes, this took effect, especially Republicans and local officials were discovering that this took effect this past July.
And now there are a number of folks who are getting in a bit of trouble because of the way they've reacted to it.
There are three counties that are under investigation and face fines by the Attorney General's office, one of them being Carroll County, which didn't impose any kind of stormwater management fee. They said they had enough money in their budget to cover these stormwater management projects. The other one being Frederick County, which imposed a penny per residence tax, which would only generate an annual $487 a year. And the Attorney General and the Department of Environment has sent those counties a letter and saying, you're going to face fines of $32,000 a day. The other one threatened with fines is Harford County. Now, Harford County's executive, David Craig, one of the Republican candidates for governor, is vowing to repeal the tax if elected. Ron George, the same thing. Charles Lawler as well. The Democrats generally in favor of the tax, although Doug Gansler hasn't said what he would do with the tax as governor, but he is enforcing the law as Attorney General.
Now, I understand that in the last week, there are a number of gubernatorial candidates before a group of environmentalists.
That's right.
And the Republicans told the environmentalists that, yes, we're up for environmental causes, too, but they never mentioned that they're all opposed to the rain tax.
Yeah, the stormwater management fee. Everybody calls it the rain tax. But yes, and this is something they feel that it is unfair. It's unfair to nonprofits. It's unfair to homeowners and that it's just too expensive. There is another way to fund this. And don't forget, all of this is required. The tax itself isn't required, but improving stormwater management is required by the EPA. This is a federal mandate. The state government told the counties, Baltimore City and the nine biggest counties, you figure out a way to pay for it. Best way to do it is this fee, but you figure out a way to pay for it. And the solutions that Carroll, Frederick, and Harford's coming up may be costly to those county governments because they may not be complying with the law.
Now, it'll play well, I'm sure, in the opposition to it will play well in the Republican primary.
Absolutely.
And the Democrats.
If you look at the roll call vote, I did a blog on this back in April, what this is, and it's still online on the WBAL website, of who voted for it and against it. There were enough Democrats who voted against this tax. And so any effort to try to delay it or even repeal it in the legislature this year or in the general election might help the Republicans. Some of those efforts might be successful, but again, it depends on who the nominee is.
Okay, Rob, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
With Rob Lang, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.